Bibles this morning to the book of Revelation, chapter 20. The 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. I want to talk today on the subject, the devil's funeral. Repeat after me, the devil's funeral. That's what we're going to talk about today. As we read our Bible, we have discovered that the three greatest forces in the world and the three greatest supernatural beings in the world is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. But has it ever dawned on you who is the fourth most powerful creature in the world? Is the devil? It is not God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and Michael the Archangel. It is not God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and Gabriel, a mighty angel. But it is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and Lucifer, which is the devil. I wanted to talk about the devil today for a few minutes because so many of us are unaware of this powerful enemy. Sort of like the old preacher who wanted to preach about the devil, and I guess my outline is the same way. He said he was going to preach about the devil, and he said he was going to talk about where in the devil did the devil come from? What in the devil is the devil like? What in the devil does the devil want? And where in the devil is the devil going? I guess that's what I'm going to talk about. But before I talk about the devil, I want you to know that Satan is alive. The Bible has given us many names for this powerful enemy. There are over 40 different titles and descriptions of names given to the devil. He's been called Satan, which means an adversary. He's been called the devil, which means he's a slanderer. He's been called the father of lies. He's been called the Beelzebub, the prince of the world. He's been called the deceiver of the whole world. Some have called him the wicked one. Some have called him a murderer from the beginning, the great dragon, the old serpent. Some have called him the tempter. He's been called a number of names. But whatever name you call the devil, I want you to know today, Satan is alive. Now, before I really get into depths about the message, I want you to understand something about his beginning. Where in the devil did the devil come from? Or did God make the devil? Well, I want you to know that we ought to go and read Ezekiel and start reading the 28th chapter. Start reading Ezekiel 28. Let's find that, my sisters and brothers. Ezekiel 28 And when you read Ezekiel 28 and start around verse 2, it will give you something what a biographical sketch on this man or this creature called the devil. When you think about the word devil, he's evil. And all you have to do is take the D from the word devil and you'll know he's evil. But he didn't start out evil. God created the heavens and the earth. He made everything good and very good. Somebody say, did God make whiskey and alcohol? No, God just made the grapes. And the grapes will be fermented, but you the one go up there drinking it, trying to make it like Kool-Aid. That bottle and that whiskey and that bottle is all right as long as it stays in the bottle. But when you go up there arguing with the bottle saying, I can hold that stuff better than you can. Amen. You always end up in trouble. God made power, but man has misused that power and made nuclear weapons to blast men out of the world. God made electricity, but man can use it to his advantage. But he can misuse it and kill somebody. So God made everything good. But when we get our hands on it, we misuse it and turn good into evil. God made Lucifer a holy angel. When God created all of the angels, angels, whether you know it or not, have different ranks. There are angels and then there are archangels. There are the seraphims and there are the many, many cherubims. There are many, many great angels in heaven. But above all of the angels in heaven was this anointed angel called Lucifer. And the word Lucifer means morning light. He was impeccably intelligent. He had wisdom. As you read it here, it talks about the prince of Tyrus. And actually, when God was talking about this king in the 28th chapter of Ezekiel, he was really comparing this king to the devil, because this king was a king who thought he was God and thought he was above God. And when God described the king of Tyre here, he was also talking about the devil himself, because he was lifted up. If you read it, it says, son of man, say unto the princes of thy heart, is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am what? God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the sea. Same kind of talk that the devil said. And if you go on to read, it goes on to tell you how Satan used to look. He was a beautiful, wise angel. But he had I will problem. And whether you know it or not, some of the worst words, some of the worst words in sin has an I in the middle. The word I is in the middle of sin. The word I is in the middle of a lie. The word I is in the middle of pride. Most time because of pride and a lie is that old I, Lord bless me, Billy Joe, and no more. Selfish, I did it. We're all caught up in ourselves, and when a man starts developing pride in himself. Now, there's nothing wrong with pride if it's in the right place. You ought to be proud of the fact that you're not a sinner. You ought to be proud of the fact that you've been saved by grace. But when your pride gets so much of you and you start looking down other folk who are sinners, you forget you used to be just like them. You can't go around and look down on other folk when you've been just as bad. What you ought to be saying is, God saved me, he can save you. Don't look down on nobody. Don't become so full of pride and arrogance that you think you've always been saved. Grab your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I wasn't always saved, but I won't tell you everything. Hallelujah. But the devil is full of pride, and Bible says, God said he hates a proud look. God doesn't like folks sitting up acting like there's something in you, nothing. God doesn't like folk coming to church acting like you God Junior. God doesn't like folk coming to church scared to say amen and too proud to lift your hand and wave it. Too proud to say God has been good. God hates a proud look. If God has been good, say so. If God made a way for you, say so. If you know who brought you out of the Mickey Mouse clay, say so. Lift the name up. If I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw men unto me. You ought to say so. I don't need the rocks to cry for me. God gave me a lips and some teeth and a tongue. I can say it myself. We ought to say so. I thank God. I'm not ashamed to talk about Jesus. Whatever God has given me, I don't let it go to my head. If God give you a few little rags on a car, don't get all bigoted. Don't get like 6 and 9. 9 went around talking about 6. 9 said to 6, 6, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Look at your head all down in the bottom. You ought to be like me, 9, with my head up. 6 said you ain't nothing but another 6 turned upside down. I don't care how much education one has. I care nothing about how much money one has. I care nothing about what kind of car you ride in. You just a good-looking piece of dirt. God made all of us out of dirt. And I don't know why one piece of dirt won't speak to another piece of dirt. Oh, you may have on a pretty wig this morning. You may have on some beautiful makeup. You may have on a good-looking suit, but you're just a good-looking piece of dirt. And if you don't think dirt is in you, go home and take a bath and see what's in the water. Nothing but dirt. We have no business looking down on people, but we ought to try to, if you're going to look down at anybody, be looking down to pick them up. Pride will destroy you. Do you know what's destroying a man at home? Pride. Do you know why your wife won't speak to you? Pride. Do you know why that husband won't speak to his wife? Pride. Do you know why children act bad and talk back to their children? Talk back to their parents? Pride. Do you know why some folk can't say I was wrong? Do you know why some folk mistreated folk and hate to admit it? Do you know why you can't get your wife back? And you know you want her back? Just too big to say I'm sorry. I didn't do nothing wrong. If he wants to say something to me, he better call me. I ain't calling him. Pride! If you want him, baby, call him. Drop your pride. Pride breaks up homes. Pride keep people separated. Pride will have you sleeping in the roof. When you got a bed downstairs, king size. And you up there sleeping on a sofa. Pride! If you can drop your pride. Some folk like to come back to church. But can't come back because of pride. I forget about all that mess. Think about what makes me happy. Drop your pride. And that's, did you know that's what messed up Lucifer? That's what messed him up. He became full of pride. And the Bible also said, if you read here in the 28th chapter of Ezekiel, another thing I think messed him up, the reason he became Satan, he has too many pipes. Listen, if you read it here, it describes Satan had pipes in his bosom. He could sing so good, so when the wind of heaven blew over his pipes, nothing sound like him. Whew. And maybe that's what messed him up. God gave him too many pipes. And maybe that's why some of y'all can't shout. And that's why some of y'all can't pray. You got too many pipes. God can't bless some folk. God can't give some folk some things. It'll mess them up. I used to wonder why God didn't give me some things I asked for. He told me I'd ruin you. See, I'm giving you just enough. I don't want you to have the biggest church in the land. Just enough. I don't need you. Don't need you too much. But run, you Fleming, I know you. God know you better than anybody. Sometimes God doesn't give you what you want because he know you better than anybody. Because God can't bless some of us. We can't handle it. So he give you a fold instead of a Rolls Royce. He'll give you a gunshot house instead of a split lever. Why? Why, Lord? Why can't you give me a Rolls Royce? He says, you haven't learned how to appreciate a bicycle. And if you get bigoted with a bicycle, I got a basket on my bicycle and you don't have one. What will you act like in a Rolls Royce? God said, I can't bless you too much. It will pull you away from prayer. You know, the devil lost. The devil messed up because he couldn't stand a blessing. He couldn't stand a promotion. He couldn't stand some pipes. And he couldn't stand looking good. God gave him beauty. The Bible says he was the most beautiful angel in heaven. And that's what messed up some folk. Maybe that's why God didn't make all y'all pretty. Man, if you were pretty and had hair all down your back and the figure of a Coca-Cola bottle, you wouldn't even be in church. Did you not know? I discovered when I went down to speak to the man, went down to a ball he had one day, I didn't know there were so many pretty black women in the world. Did you know all the pretty black women don't go to church? The beauty queens and all those really beautiful, beautiful women, they don't go to church, but they'll show up at the man's ball. The best looking, handsome men don't go to church. They look all right, but I'm talking about. But I'm talking about the ones that modeling, the ones out there really making money. They don't go to church. You'd be surprised. Why? Some folk think they look too good to go to church. Too much attention. Pretty folk think they're above everybody. Think everybody want them. You can't speak to them unless they think you're getting fresh. I drove up to a restaurant the other day, and I looked at a beautiful woman, and I said, "Ooh, you're so pretty." Said, "You got this beautiful skin, beautiful eye." And she looked at me, "And call yourself a preacher." I said, "Now if I've driven up here and said, you the ugliest thing in the world, what would you say then?" I said, "You can't take a compliment. I didn't ask for your phone number. I just said you're beautiful." Some folk can't stand a compliment. They think you want to get fresh. Beauty mess some folk up. They become arrogant. They become full of pride. They don't want to speak to nobody. Don't want to be around nobody. Can't nobody get along with them because they think you want them. And they got attitudes. And that's why God doesn't give all of us beauty. They're roaring some of us. Hallelujah. Satan couldn't stand being beautiful. and he couldn't stand having wisdom. Most time folk mess up when God give them a little sense. Because when God give you a little sense, you think you have all the sense. Hallelujah. But it's bad to think you're the only one smart in the house and you're the only one thinking. It's bad when you think everybody else in the church is an ignoramus and you got all the sense. But everybody in here ignorant. You are so ignorant, you don't know nothing when you sleep. You are so ignorant, you can't tell your true enemies from a smile. You are so ignorant, you don't know where you're going to be tomorrow. Satan said he had all the sense. And when God gave him a little sense, he said, I got more sense than God. I ought to be like God. Why should I be bowing down worshiping God? Why should I be doing that? Satan in heaven, sin got in him. And he wanted to mess up heaven and ended up being messed up. And when you go out to try to defeat people who helped you, when you go out to try to bring down folk who made you, you always destroy yourself. Gotta understand one thing about the devil, and I hope you don't ever forget it. He turned on the one who made him. And most time, the very folk who are your bosom friend, the one you help, the one you lend your money to, the one you help pull out of a mess, is the very one who will turn on you. And the one that God made second to none, the one that God gave all the power, the one that God reached out and helped, is the very one that tried to take God's throne. You know what I want to tell you before I close this message? That several things about the devil that you need to know. The devil has some gospel. I call it Satan's gospel. And a few things I want you to know what the devil is up to. I told you where the devil come from. Now I want to tell you what the devil is the devil up to. The devil's up to one thing, very important, to keep you ignorant of his existence. Satan is working night and day to make you believe he doesn't exist. That's his main goal. They said one time the devil had a sale on. And he told some folk to come down the hill and look at what he had on sale. And one man went down in hell and he went to looking around. He saw fear. He said, Satan, how much is that? Satan said, $50. Saw another weapon. He said, Satan, I see another weapon. What is that? He said, that's adultery. How much is that? You can have that for $25. How much is fornication? You can have that for $35. Saw another weapon up there, said lie. How much of that, Satan? You can have that for $75. Kept on looking around. After a while, he saw a strange weapon on the wall. He said, Satan, what's that weapon up there? He said, that's not for sale. So what do you mean? He said, you can't have that. He said, why? He said, because that's the best weapon I have. And if you take that, I won't have nothing else to mess up folk with. He said, what is that? He said, disbelief. If I can just keep folk not believing the truth. You see, God's best weapon is belief. The devil's best weapon is disbelief. Don't believe that the devil exists. Don't believe that God exists. Don't believe. Stay ignorant. Satan is out to keep you from believing the truth about him. See, when you don't know your enemy and don't know what he's about, you don't know how to fight him. If I'm in war and I don't know you my enemy, you can whip me. If I don't know your methods, if I don't know your weapons, if I don't know your aim, I can't defeat you. The reason why Holyfield could whip Tyson, he knew his method. He studied the man. And he knew how to lean on him. Weigh him down. He knew if he get him around the fourth round, he can wear him out. You got to know your enemy. And the reason why many of us can't whip the enemy, we don't know him. You got to know the devil's tactics. What are the things that he uses on you? Who is the devil? What is he up to? Well, I want you to know, he's up to making you believe he's a cartoon. The devil, when we talk about the devil, most of us think about funny stuff. We take the devil so lightly till we eat devil food. We even have devil cake. Devil eggs. Satan said, I don't want you to take me seriously. Just think of me as being a little old man with a tail and some red shorts and a horn and a pitfall, and laugh at me when you see me. That's not the devil. That's a cartoon. Let me tell you about a devil. You just may be sitting beside one. Look at your neighbor and say, I hope you're not the devil. Satan never comes looking like the devil. The Bible says he comes as an angel of light. He comes looking harmless. He comes looking helpless. He comes looking like your friend. But good-looking, charm, sweet-talking folk will trick you out of everything. Don't get excited over tall, handsome man. That's the devil. Don't get excited over good-looking beauty queen. That good-looking mama jamma, she's the devil. The Bible says man should not follow woman because of her beauty. Solomon says her footsteps lead to hell. A beautiful man. The Bible said the Antichrist is going to be a handsome man, and he's going to have lots of wisdom, and everybody going to fall for him because he'll be a peacemaker. But after 3.5 years, he will reveal to the world he represents the devil himself. Beauty will fool you. And most time we think beautiful things are nice. But I've seen some beautiful snakes, but they'll bite. I've seen some beautiful dogs. Don't have many teeth, but he'll get up there and yap, 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 yap. Try to bite you. Am I right about it? Satan doesn't want you to believe he is in existence. Satan doesn't want you to believe he's your enemy. Satan wants you to believe that the best is in you. You don't need nobody else. Just believe in yourself. I'm talking about the devil's gospel. Then the next thing Satan want to do is keep you ignorant. He doesn't want you to know the word. If he can keep you out of Bible study, keep you from reading the word, just get happy and feel good and preach, Reverend, and make my toes wiggle. But don't teach me. Don't tell me the truth. But make me feel good. You can't trust your feeling. Some folk give by the way they feel. I had a doctor one day told me he done tied. He said, I pay my money by the way I feel. I said, really? Well, I'm going to tell you how much is my bill. He said, $75. I said, listen, I feel like giving you $15. How about that? You can't be no child of God on feeling. It's all right to have feeling, but you got to know something. Am I right about it? When Jesus faced the devil, he knew something. He said, it is written. You see, when you know the word, and the devil know you know the word, he'll back off from you. When the devil try to weaken you, you got to say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. When the devil put enemies on your trail, you got to say,